Message number 225. Death of my son Muammar Gaddafi. Thursday, October 20, 2011 at 15:15. My dearly beloved daughter, any remaining doubts you may have had from time to time regarding my most holy words will now have been diminished. I reveal prophecies in order to prove to the world that it is I, Jesus Christ, the Savior of all mankind, who communicates to my children everywhere at this time. My intention is not to sensationalize but to ensure that no one is excluded from hearing my most urgent call to the world. The death of my son Muammar Gaddafi, whose soul that you and those close to you have been praying for over the last number of months, is one of the first prophecies which will prove to the world the authenticity of these messages. This is my sign to you, my daughter, to rid your mind of the doubts which have been lingering in your mind. Details of the next two leaders to be assassinated were given to the visionary, and once again the timing of these atrocities. The original message was revealed in February 2011. You, my daughter, much as it overwhelms you, have been chosen to prepare mankind for my new era of peace. This is the time which will follow sometime after the warning. Go and prepare for the next part of your holy mission to help save souls after the warning. You are being given the graces to keep you strong. My children everywhere are at last hearing my cry for conversion. The ones who hurt me the most. Never show fear in this work, for there is nothing to fear. Never falter and allow setbacks or verbal taunts to slow down your work for me. I am, my daughter, always at your side. Remember this. If and when you are attacked over my holy words, remain silent. My holy word will always be attacked. Those who hurt me the most are the holy souls who, through fear and caution, are sadly the first to insult me through these messages. Satan knows that it is my chosen and devout followers who, when they turned their back on me, are the ones who hurt me the most. You are now, my daughter, beginning to feel the physical pain of my suffering, but you are now prepared to accept this in union with me. These trials will not last long, but throughout the duration you will feel exactly the torment I feel when I witness sin. This, as I have told you before, is a gift, and very few chosen souls receive this. Frightening at times, you must understand that not only does your suffering bring you closer to my Sacred Heart, but it will save millions of souls during the warning. This suffering is going to become more intensive as the warning draws close. Endure this in silence. For in this way you will help me save precious souls who otherwise would have been snatched by the deceiver. Tell my children I rejoice at the strong faith they are showing. Tell them they are becoming closer to my Sacred Heart. Tell them that I now bless them and bestow great blessing to give them the strength they will need as they follow my guidance through these holy messages. They will need the strength, as it is not easy for my children to digest the enormity of the changes which will now evolve in your world. Brand unite as one. Together look to the heavens as little children with a simple trust in God the Father. Ask Him in my holy name to unite you into His glorious army towards the victory of eternal salvation. I bless you, children, with all my divine love. Your Jesus.